quite a convincing victory in the end for St Johnan's. Close for about, 45 minutes or so, but St Johnan's pulled away in the last 15 minutes and ran out comfortable 220 to 15-point winners. It was a goal and 9 to 10 points at half-time. The goal from Sean McVeigh after 20 minutes, the big score of the first half, very evenly contested first half. Milford bled briefly at the start before St Johnan's got up and running and playing a fast brand of football, packed defence, breaking at speed. Certainly they caused a lot of problems with Owen McGeehan, James Kelly, Niall Hannigan, Sean McGettigan, very busy in that first half for St Johnan's. Colin McGettigan kicked 7 points for the home side in the first half. He's very reliable right and left foot. In actual fact, he kicked one beautiful point off his left foot from play. And, of course, Milford lost their midfielder and corner forward for this afternoon, Luke Barrett, to injury. He got one of the points as well in the first half. Coyle Black got the other. But St Johnan's went up a gear in the second half. Colin McGettigan kept Milford taking over with points. Kyle Black and his brother Dara were busy in the quarter forward positions any time the ball went forward, and they did cause problems for Resolute St Johnan's defence, who really, really worked very hard and foraged hard. But in the end, the second goal from Owen McGeehan, remember he got two on Friday night against St Michael's down at the bridge. Well, he got another one this afternoon. He kicked a couple of points as well. And Rory Kaplan and Conor Dunn came off the bench. In all, St Johnan's had 10 different scorers on the night, with Rory Carr with 6 points, their top scorer, and Niall Hannigan, a great name at centre-half forward, with 4 points. So pretty convincing in the end. 220 to St Johnan's, 15 points to a gallant Milford.